Once upon a time, in a sleepy village nestled between verdant mountains, lived a potter named Ilara. She had nimble fingers that could give life to clay, sculpting it into beautiful pots and jars. One day, a massive storm swept through the village, destroying her kiln and years of her craftwork. It was her resilience, an inner strength and capacity to recover quickly that allowed her not only to rebuild, but to create even more magnificent pieces than before. This is your host, Danny, and this is English Plus Podcast. Resilient. It's a word that holds so much power, energy, and optimism within its nine letters. Derived from the Latin word resilience, it means to rebound, recoil, or spring back. But the mere definition doesn't do justice to the vast universe of experiences that it encompasses. Think of the sapling, its tender green shoot pushing through the densely packed earth. Despite the weight above, it pushes through, determined to see the sun, to feel the kiss of the morning dew. This is resilience in nature, a display of how even the tiniest of beings can stand firm against adversity. Then consider the stories of countless individuals across time, like Maya, a cancer survivor who would laugh heartily recalling her chemotherapy days, saying, "Cancer may have started the fight, but I finished it." It was her resilient spirit that transformed the hospital room from a place of despair to a haven of hope, where laughter echoed and dance parties were a regular affair. The beauty of being resilient is that it's not about avoiding challenges or pain. It's about facing them head on and coming out stronger. It's an adaptive quality, allowing us to bounce back, learn, and grow from our experiences. James, a veteran, often narrated tales of the battlefield, not of the war, but of friendships forged in adversity and the belief in a better tomorrow. For him, resilience was waking up every morning in a war-torn land, still finding reasons to smile and hope for peace. Every athlete, too, carries this resilient streak. Picture Serena Williams on the tennis court, muscles aching, yet she rallies on. The crowd's roar fades into a murmur. All she hears is her heartbeat and the ball's thud. It's resilience that allows her to twist, turn, and leap, even when her body screams in protest. Resilience isn't just about grand stories or epic comebacks. It's found in our everyday lives. Remember the time when you faltered in an exam, yet didn't give up on the subject? Or the day when you missed the bus, only to discover a delightful cafe on your extended walk home? Being resilient also weaves its magic in relationships. Sarah and Ron, high school sweethearts, separated for years due to misunderstandings, only to reunite, their bond stronger and more profound. The ability to look past the hurt, understand, adapt, and rekindle love is nothing short of resilience in action. What's fascinating is that resilience isn't a trait we're born with. It's nurtured, cultivated, much like a muscle. Every challenge we face, every obstacle we overcome adds to our reservoir of resilience. And the more we tap into this reservoir, the more we realize that we're capable of handling much more than we give ourselves credit for. In today's world, where change is the only constant, resilience is the compass that helps us navigate through the turbulent waters of life. It makes us adaptable, pushing us out of our comfort zones, making us realize that growth often happens in discomfort. In essence, being resilient is not just a reaction to adversity, but a proactive approach to life. It's an affirmation of life's potential, a testament to the human spirit's indomitability. So next time you come across a hurdle, big or small, remember the potter Ilara, the sapling, the war veteran, the athlete, and countless others. Draw from their stories, embrace resilience, and craft your tale of triumph. Because in the symphony of life, resilience is the melody that turns every challenge into a beautiful note.